It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Matthew and just closing this book out. It's been a wonderful, wonderful study. And so we're going to finish it up today, Matthew chapter 28, and we're going to begin reading with verse 18. And so that's Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. And please open your Bibles and prepare for the study. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, it's 217-440-4402. And if you'd like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies there. I would love for you to visit the site. We have the plan of salvation and our constitution there as well. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study today. Matthew chapter 28, beginning to read with verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. What a wonderful text to read. Let's begin with prayer. Father, thank you that we have the opportunity today to come together. And thank you for all these studies that we've been able to have with this beautiful Gospel of Matthew. It's been wonderful, Father, and just continue, please, that you would take your precious word and touch the hearts of each and every one, Father, that is listening, and just use your word. It has to be your spirit that touches their heart. You tell us to proclaim the word, Father, and we are proclaiming the truth. And please, that the word goes forth now and touches the hearts of everyone that's listening today. I pray, Father, that they know the way of salvation. This book has told us that there is a heaven, and in more times than it tells us there's a heaven, it tells us that there's a hell. And so, Father, please, I just ask that each person would listen, would accept you as their Savior, because we know, Jesus, you died on the cross for us. Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus, dying for our sins. We just need to recognize that we're a sinner, we're lost, and we call upon you and you save us. Thank you, Father. Please, just grow us each and every day, Father. Thank you. Now please, bless this study, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these verses of Scripture, and we see that wonderful verse, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And we have read from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. And we have also read from John chapter 1, verse 3, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. We've enjoyed those beautiful verses of Scripture. And yes, we need to understand that all power is given to him over all things. All things. But here, as we referenced last time, is referring to the gathering of the church into one body, of which he is the head, the foundation, the Savior. And we are about to give birth to the church. And what a wonderful day. And the sad on our part, on the Gentiles' part, on our part, but on the Jews, it's a sad day because they have chosen as a nation to reject the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. They reject that Jesus is Lord, is God, is Savior. They understand that he's a good man, but they reject that he is their Savior. And because of that rejection, God is going to set them aside. And he has set them aside now for over 2,000 years. That's the sad part. That's the sad part. We come down to verse 19 here. It says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Go ye. By his authority, Jesus issues this command to his disciples. And as we said last time, this is just a little bit of review, but as we said last time, by his authority, and because he has conquered the world, the flesh, the devil, death, hell, and the grave, we have a Savior. We have a King that can bring victory into our lives. Salvation, because our sins are forgiven if you come by faith to him. And eternity with him, because he lives. What a victory. Jesus knew that the disciples were weak, but he would give them strength. And we have found a verse back in John chapter 16, verse 33. Let's go back there. Again, some of this is review from last time, but it's important that we see the power and the authority and the salvation that our God gives us. John 16:33, "These things have I spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." What a wonderful, wonderful verse of Scripture. Yes, we are weak, but he is strong. And so when the words back in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 says, "Go ye," we are not to sit, we are not to wait. We are to go out into the highways and the byways. We are to take out this precious gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Because you see, when we state those words, that allows the Holy Spirit to convict your heart. And the first thing the Holy Spirit is going to do is to show you that you are a lost sinner, lost, condemned. No hope. You say, "Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm a very successful business person. I can do this. I've done this. I've accomplished this." All these things are things of the world, but you need to take care of you. And to take care of you means trust in the Lord Jesus. Give him your life, and you will truly have life. And you'll have victory, and you'll have strength, and you'll be able to continue to do many things as long as you're in the flesh, as long as you're here on this earth, but by and with the power and the wisdom of God. And that's what you need. And so please that you accept that you trust that you're lost, condemned, and trust in the Lord Jesus. That's what we're to teach. And when we proclaim those words, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit can go forward. Again, we are to take out the gospel. "So go ye therefore and teach," the Scripture says. That teach means to make disciples through the teaching of the Word of God. And so we're not just to bring you to salvation, just to show you the way to trust in the Lord Jesus, but then we're to take you into the Word of God and to teach you the Word of God. What a wonderful opportunity. I have enjoyed the teaching of this precious book for many, many years. Many years. I have taught for over 45 years this precious book. And I've not just taught it once a week, but several times a week I get the opportunity to teach this precious book. And it is alive, it is real, it applies to your heart, and it'll give you the strength and the wisdom that you need for each and every day to live the life that God wants you to live. And so please, when it tells us here that we are to teach, that's exactly right. Many people, many folks that are truly saved, but the church has failed. They've failed in teaching. We go verse by verse, as you're very familiar with the Word of God, as we, if you've listened to the radio at all, you'll know that we go verse by verse. And we look at that verse, we look at the words of that verse, and we allow the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us through that verse. And we study a book. We start with Matthew chapter 1, verse 1, and we have come all the way through to Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. And we do that with every book that we study. And we have enjoyed them. We love studying the book. We've studied Old Testament, we've studied Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Joshua. We have studied many of the minor prophets as well. I love Jonah. I love Malachi. There's so much in and many others that we have enjoyed studying verse by verse. Plus, then you come to the New Testament, and we have studied each and every verse. We enjoy them. We love them. And so please, that you would join us on the radio, but I invite you to church because you see, Sunday school class and the message is the same. When you leave here, you come back the next week and we continue from where we left off. That's teaching. That's teaching. So please, that you understand the very need, because many people that are born again have been abandoned by the church. They are not taught. They're preached to on this subject, on that subject, but not taught the Word of God from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation. So please understand that, because that's our command. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. We don't care of the color of a person's skin. We don't care where a person lives. Everyone needs the gospel, deserves the gospel, deserves to possess and have the love of God in their heart so they can walk each day with joy, no matter where they live. And some places in this world are not comfortable places to live. They're wicked places to live. But knowing Jesus gives you the power and the strength to walk each and every day, to serve Him and to proclaim His Word. Because this is the command that has went out to the disciples: go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teach all nations. God's message started with the nation of Israel. But the gospel now is carried out to all nations. Now, I said He had set the nation of Israel aside, and that's true. But if you're a Jew, all you need to do is say yes to Jesus. Oh, yes, I'm a sinner and I'm lost. Please save me. And He will. He saves individuals. But the nation, with their teaching and their doctrine and their traditions, they have walked away and left the Lord Jesus. They have left their Savior. Now, when the church is gone, which is going to be very shortly, I believe, they're going to have another opportunity. They're going into the Great Tribulation. What a terrible time it's going to be here on earth. But they're going to have to face that time. Many will be saved. But such a joy it is that Jesus broke down the wall of partition between the Jews and the Gentiles. And so, as it tells us here very clearly, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, to come by faith to the Lord Jesus is very important. And also then to follow the Lord in baptism. To follow him in baptism. Baptism has been something that our liberal churches, churches that have left the Word of God, have placed on a child, sometimes an adult, but most of the time a child. A child that you go up and they sprinkle a few drops of water upon their head and they call it baptism. That is not baptism, and it's not the proper time for baptism. Baptism comes after you're saved, after you've come by faith to the Lord Jesus, and not before. And baptism isn't sprinkling a couple drops of water up on your head. Baptism is immersion. We know the Ethiopian eunuch. We know that the baptism is to go down into the water, and then when you literally go all the way down into the water and come back up out of the water, it pictures first who you are before you knew the Lord Jesus. When you go down into the water, it pictures dying with the Lord Jesus. And you come up out of the water, it pictures you alive with the Lord Jesus. What a picture. A couple drops of water on your head can't do that. And you never should be baptized before you're saved. Never to be baptized before you're saved. Some churches put all kinds of emphasis upon baptism. Baptism has nothing to do with your salvation. That's a work. That's something that you do after you're saved. After you're saved, not before. And it's something that you do because we are commanded to, but it has nothing to do with whether you're saved or not. Now, the first thing you want to do when you're born again, when you're saved, is to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And once you've accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, then the first thing you want to do is to be baptized. You want to follow because that gives a witness, a testimony to others what has happened in your heart. But it does not lock in your salvation. Some churches, some denominations believe that you've got to be baptized, and if you're not baptized, you're not saved. That is not in the Word of God. The Word of God clearly tells us we are saved by faith and faith alone. Here, too many decide to divide this, and they baptize them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you'll look at this here, when we see this, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That word name there is singular. It's not names. Because we serve one God, Jehovah. Now, it's very difficult for us to understand that that is in three persons. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But one. And when you look at that, that's the reason you need to study the Word of God. You look at that word name there is singular. that saying that the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is one. So we baptize scripturally by immersion in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Don't try to divide those. God is a Trinity, but one God manifested in three persons. You need to understand that. Baptism, again, does not save, has nothing to do with salvation. We need to be obedient, but not for salvation. Salvation is by faith. Water baptism is for born-again believers only. We need to understand that, teaching them to observe all things. We need to be obedient. We need to know the Word of God. So you need to rightly divide the Word of God. You need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus, by faith, not by something that you do. And when you tie baptism to that, I can't stress this enough, because so many believe that you have to be baptized to be saved. Only faith. Faith. Believe that Jesus died on the cross for you. He took your sins away. And then 3 days later, he rose again. Now, you've heard a lot of things through this study that may be different or strange to you. That baptism doesn't save. You need to be baptized after you're saved, not as a child. Sprinkling is not baptism. We've talked about the 3 days and the three nights. Jesus wasn't crucified on Friday. He was crucified on Wednesday. 3 days and three nights. Man, religions have changed those things. It's simple. I'm a simple preacher. I love the Word of God. I search the Word of God. And by searching it and trusting it, we find the truth. And what a joy it is to follow after the Word of God, not after man or some religion. And this is what we're to teach. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. All things. All things must be taught. We must rightly divide the word. As we said earlier, we love the Word of God and we teach the Word of God verse by verse. Have you studied the Old Testament, or have you made the determination that it doesn't apply to you today? The Old Testament has beautiful, wonderful pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ, because you see, that's what the Old Testament is. It's a picture of who is to come, and the one was to come is the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the one that the Jews missed, and yet they had all those beautiful examples and pictures, and one of them is the tabernacle that God gave them. As we've said before, as Moses went up on Mount Sinai, and you ask anybody, what did he bring down, and they said the Ten Commandments. He also brought down the plans to the tabernacle and all the feasts and all the things that connected with that tabernacle. And that tabernacle is a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and of every believer, because you start at that brazen altar, which stands for the cross. And once you've come past there, oh, then it's a glorious day. The laver, the table of showbread, the lampstand, the incense altar, and then that veil that's between the holy place and the Holy of Holies to go right to the throne of God. And because of the Lord Jesus, we can go right to the throne of God. But it's a picture, a beautiful picture. And the Jews needed that because the Lord Jesus had not come. And once the Lord Jesus come, lived, died, and rose again and went home, there was no need anymore for the tabernacle or for the temple or for the offerings and for all those sacrifices, everything. It was done. He finished it. He is the sacrificial lamb. We need to understand that, and we need to be taught that. And you'll learn that in the Old Testament. Jonah. Many people believe Jonah is just a kind of a joke. It's just a beautiful little story for children. No, Jesus himself locks in and connects the book of Jonah when he says, as Jonah, 3 days and three nights. Again, 3 days, three nights, not a day and a half. We need to take the Word of God, study it, learn it, and then teach it. That's all of our responsibility, not just the disciples, not just the apostles, not just the preacher, but each and every one of us are to study the Word of God, enjoy it, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. What wonderful. And it means literally all the days. And so we're looking from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, to Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. That is the Word of God. And it is a joy to study. It is profitable for us. And you need to look, enjoy, and study the precious Word of God, because it is wonderful. And we're going to go back all the way to Revelation chapter 22, verse 20 and 21. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. And that's the Lord Jesus. It says, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And that was John on the Isle of Patmos. What a wonderful, wonderful verse of Scripture. And when we come back, and we have so many wonderful verses of Scripture, Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Acts 16, 31. And he said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. Baptism isn't mentioned there, is it? Back to Romans. Romans chapter 10. Verses 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It's so very clear, my friend. So very clear. Verse 17, John 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So please, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon Him. Study the Word of God. But you must meet Him first. And the day that you meet the Lord Jesus as your Savior is a day you'll never forget. So don't tell me you've always believed. Because the day that the Holy Spirit comes to reside in your heart is a day you will never forget. I remember it just as clearly as it was yesterday. You can't meet the living God and not know it. My dear friend, please, what are you going to do about Jesus?